I don't
really
know that a billboard improves land.
Right, exactly. If anything, you know. So, but I, for some reason, when Dad was talking to me about it, that's what he said. Something about the land improvement was part of the reason why the cost was going up, which there was mention of the trees being removed would be the only improvement that we did, but then we added a billboard, so it doesn't really improve it.
I guess their logic is you're improving it because you're generating income off of it. I really
maybe,
know.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
So.
Thoughts from the board.
So the land value, it's only considered for the footprint of the billboard itself. If you look at the one specifically on Shepherd of the Hills, it takes a very small portion of that land, sets it aside as commercial. The rest of that land is all set as agricultural.
Right.
Right.
Which is why the land value would be low.
Correct.
And that's fine, but the technically, just the way we did it, when we went through planning and zoning and we got it approved, we never had the parcels separated out, I don't believe.
Correct.
And so did you guys do that?
We don't separate out.
Okay.
So parcels, if you want them separated, that's something you have to do.
I think that was the way it was supposed to be done, but something got slipped up and whatever, and that's fine. I guess I wanted to make sure that isn't affecting these numbers, which I don't think it is based off of what you guys were saying, so it shouldn't really matter. But
the assessor's office is representing that what you're going to be doing, this assessment cycle, you're
yes,
going
sir.
To be doing billboards?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So can I ask a question? Okay, I want to go back to the numbers on what you said as far as the footprint, as what's valued as commercial and what's valued as residential. Can you explain again how that's done?
We basically looked at other billboards in the area and what the land value of that was then determined for this one.
So is the footprint of the pole, or is it the footprint of what's up in the air?
It's basically the footprint of if we were to parcel it out, it would look like what would be up in the air, not just the footprint of a pole.
Okay, so if I'm looking at the Cheney County Beacon, mm-hmm. and I think I see what he's seeing, like the 308,000 that's been zoned commercial with only 620 residential. So you're saying the entire area is billboard?
No, because if you look at the we're talking about I don't know.
I'm talking about
what parcel?
BOE number 7.
Are you just using the footprint? The square footage of the board is how much is commercial?
It's basically a set amount for every billboard in Taney County is basically what it amounts to. If you look at even a PRC card, this one in particular, the land value that is set for commercial is only $2,780 for basically the footprint of the billboard. Everything else is set.
Just a thin strip, I guess.
Yes.
Vertically. Just a little bitty strip there is commercial.
Which that's fine. That's not adding the value in or like. That's not
correct.
Messing, you know, we don't care about that as much. It's like the physical value of the board is just
right.
Way high. And I guess...
And the state's the one that has set that number.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, not the land value. That's set
no,
by...
I'm talking about the
board.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess my big thing is, you know, how do I go about approaching the state and, you know, figuring out how they can either... you know, revalue that for this because we didn't spend anywhere near that. You know, I know when you do go through like those bigger companies and they do build the billboards, sure it might get up to that much, but we don't do it that way because you can save a you know
right.
boatload of money trying to not do that.
Well,
so that's what even messes me up even more. But then we're also, you know, at this specific location on number 7 for you guys, we don't rent them out for that much. They don't rent that much in that area, you know. So when you get charged, you know, $5,550, that's for, you know, for the taxes. It just doesn't. You can't make the numbers work. So I think that would be the biggest thing is the value of the sign itself. The land on all of these cases doesn't matter. The second one doesn't, you know, technically the value is lower.
Are they putting, is there any kind of factors in there for whether something's on, a billboard is on I-44 versus Backwoods?
Not in the estate worksheet. Land is up to the county. We didn't even include land. There is a spot for land.
No, I was just talking about as far as value goes. I mean, somebody put something on I-44. Mm-hmm. It's not. I mean, probably for a cost approach, it doesn't matter, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I can see you getting some traction with a cost approach, an income approach with a state. I think this is the fallback, it sounds like to me, as to what they're doing. And if I don't know if you did an income approach, if you could justify dropping that value or not, to answer your question, I don't know with the state. I don't know what the board thinks, but I think we're a little bit hamstrung because if that's what they're doing everywhere,
I think
he might have some success at the state mm-hmm. level doing something else, but I don't know if we can. I suppose we can do about anything we want, but...
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to ask, but the one that's in Hollister, what is their like payment going to be for the taxes? I know it's smaller. And
we have not assessed that yet, so okay. I can't.
So are they not going to be assessed until next year? They won't have to pay anything for this year.
Is this just our new stuff construction? Now?
This is new construction. This
the
is
only
new
the only reason that you're able to do in a non-assessment year, or the only reason you're in front of us in a non-assessment year, is because it's new construction. New.
Okay, so next year is an assessment year, then that's when we'll start.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
In other words, if this was an assessment year, you would not be the only one up here.
Correct.
So, yeah. Okay. Okay. So my next step, essentially, needs.
Well,
to
we haven't voted yet. I just want to make sure that you've told me everything that you, and I think you have. I just want to make sure you're
right. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
okay. Anything else from the assessor on this?
Okay. We're kind of backed up against this worksheet, so.
I mean, we can fudge some numbers on it.
Yeah.
Even then, I mean, based off the way they have their stuff and the valuation, I mean, it's still probably going to be, you know, too high, even if you fudged it, like, a lot.
Well, it doesn't, it does make sense what you're talking about it. I mean, the same billboard on I-44 has probably a lot more value than it does down here on Green Mountain Drive, you know,
right.
Or whatever.
Right.
But
and then the rent's going to be
maybe
different.
Maybe not. I don't know.
And I see what you're saying with the income approach, like that too. I understand, but I mean, and that may work. I don't know.
I don't know either. It may not help you.
Right.
It might increase the value.
Right.
It often does. Any thoughts on the board or any motions on the table?
I don't think there's a one size fits all in this scenario.
And yeah, I don't like that.
It sounds like the STC might need to make a ruling on this versus us.
Yeah. So, well, I will say from the standpoint of I don't know if they checked the discrimination box on this, but on this appeal.
Yeah, we did on all of them.
So I think it's just a question of the assessor has not gotten there yet. We're in a non-assessment year, and I don't think there's any intent or, that kind of thing. So from that point, I would, my thought is there's not discrimination here. It's just a question of getting them assessed. But on the value, if the numbers are correct on there, I don't know of a avenue that we can change it right now. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion, or I can make a motion? I don't care. As to any other comments, by the way?
No.
As to BOE 7, 8, 9, and 10, I would make a motion that we deny change in value and let the taxpayer go to the state tax commission and see if they can do something up there. Second?
Second.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're going to let you see if you can go up there. I don't know if an income approach, but I mean, if that's what they're doing, I don't know how we really change it. I mean, I just don't know how to do it. I mean, you're here in Branson where we have a lot of traffic and things like that, but I can imagine this being, you know, some billboard in the middle of Ozark County. If they're using a uniform approach at the state level,
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't really like it is what I'm trying to say to you, but I know that we have a lot of choice.
Right.
Okay?
We don't like it either.
I'd much rather than work something out with you.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So I have a question real quick.
Yes.
And everything's decided, but if I get this approach or this changed by the state, do we have to pay this right now just to be current with everything? And then, you know,
I think you have to pay it and protest and you can file the appeal. The instructions, you'll get the decision from the BOE and it'll have everything that you need to know about what you need to do to appeal.
Okay.
So, but thank you for coming.
Yep.
Didn't tell your dad I miss him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
And this was something new.
Yeah.
And this was something new. Yeah. Yeah. You guys, of course, get to be the guinea pig.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like we need to kind of guinea pig a little bit, but we'll try to figure something out and see what we can figure out.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Matthew.
Sorry.
All right, we've dealt with 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. We've done all of those.
So we're back to
we still got to make a decision on New Life. And they're still working on Serena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess we've got 1 through 6 here that are left, and we're just waiting on information or your calculation. So we'll probably should be in recess unless you got something else you need me to do.
On New Life.
Yes.
I was out there in June of this year, the end of June. And I have one picture that was taken of the said road. There was no construction going on the property at that time.
Right, in the
because we ask for any movement. Just show us any movement forward, other than just a rendition of a ChatGPT drawing. I don't know if that's what they use.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But it only looks like one parcel as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
So.
And I was the one again that drove. I drove out there. I literally went off-roading that day and drove the entire parcel.
Okay.
It literally looks like if you pull it up and you see the concrete, like culverts and things, that to me looks like it was left there by the developers that developed Branson Hills. So it was like just a storage of that, and they just inherited all of that. That had been there for, you know, there was weeds growing up around it and everything.
Much the same as the property we had last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
And
I
all but begged them to show, and their attorney, just show me forward motion. Give me a handle so that when I...
And it's January 1, right?
Yes.
What they've done since January 1 is not really relevant
count.
To us.
Right.
Correct.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah, you see out there at the northern part of that parcel, the...
And here we are.
The concrete, that's been there.
Even if they had renderings last year, here we are in June, and that's...
July.
And
we're not trying to stick it to
nonprofits
or churches or anything.
No, we know you're not your predecessor.
We're just trying to be consistent
on
how we treat all of them.
As are we.
And I'm not saying that she was trying to pick on those particular ones, but she... definitely questioned a lot of them, and we've had to decide several of those, and it's a good thing to, it's a reminder to people that you can't just sit on property.
Right.
That's correct.
So.
Was he coming back in, or are we supposed to call him?
Huh?
Russ.
He was supposed to reach out to the architect and his client and see if he could get any answers.
I think it makes a difference. What was he saying that he considered paying the architecture firm or spending money on it as forward.
Forward motion. Well, candidly, I think he was just relying on this. I asked that question because, okay. I mean, part of it is that